Let us pray. Gracious Holy One, we thank you for what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our lives. Speak to our situations. We thank you that you are the best friend that we could ever have. We thank you for a word from you. Let us listen and respond. In Christ's name, amen. Let me call your attention again to your sermon notes, and the title of my sermon for this morning is Friendly Serve. Friendly Serve. Look to your neighbor and say the title with me. Friendly Serve. I'm going to ask three people in a moment, what is a friend? What is a friend? So I don't want to catch you off guard. The clip that we just witnessed and the conversation between Tony and Michael is very important on our spiritual journey as we prepare ourselves in a few moments to go forth into the lives of those in our faith community and make a difference. It reminds us of how important it is to be a true and genuine friend. And so I want to ask the question, what is a friend? And so I'm going to start here to my right and work to my left. What is a friend? Young man, you're holding that young lady's hand all nicely. That's so good. Obviously, that's not your sister. All right, got it. What is a friend? Let me make sure it's on. Okay, we're good.
A friend is Jesus or someone like Jesus that will be there for you no matter what.
Amen. All right, give them a hand. Oh, yeah, okay. They got it, they got it. What is a friend? Amber?
A friend to me is someone who listens, loves you, and would never judge.
All right, very good. Give her a hand. Give her a hand. I see my golf buddy over here, and he hasn't told you how I play, so I'm going to give him the mic. All right. Go ahead, Henry.
A friend is someone who can look beyond the moment and see the total person.
All right. Give him a hand. All right. It's important for us to listen to those definitions that have been given. Because if you've ever been in a difficult spot or a lonely journey or going through something, you want a friend that you can trust. A friend that you can talk with. A friend that you can just go ahead and lay it all out on the line. Knowing that friend is sincere about your welfare and your total being. You remember the quote as it relates to Tony kind of brushing off his friend Michael, saying we've been a friend for a long time and just some things that is what? None of your business. But look again at the response of Michael. Since we've been friends for a long time, I'm not just going to watch your marriage die. So if it's bleeding, I'm not just going to keep eating my salad. As though nothing is wrong. Well, if you have your sermon notes, look at the first bullet point as it relates to our theme of Sunday Serve. It is more than a denominational theme that the United Methodist Church and the Florida Conference is doing, but it also reminds us as a church, as an ecumenical body, we have been called to go forth into the world. This little nugget that we share during the time of our membership is a statement that reminds us, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church by your what? Let's say it together. By your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and witness. It is paragraph 217 in the Book of Discipline. It reminds us, not only should we have inward focus, but we should have outward focus. inward focus. I'm concerned about my own individual needs. I'm concerned about my own individual needs and well-being and my spirituality. Bless you. But I'm also concerned about the outward focus, the needs of others. The needs of others. And just like the movie clip that we just finished watching, you can't decide, well, I want to do some of those things. I want to pick and choose. If I want prayer, that's fine. I don't want to bother the other four. But we've been called to be responsible and to serve. Will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? And so I want to just deal with the one as it relates to service, since we're having Sunday serve and friendly serve, and I have 8 more minutes because we want to be out by 11 o'clock. If you have your Bibles, look at the passage of Scripture in Luke's Gospel. Jesus does something very unusual here according to Luke's interpretation. In Luke's gospel, he gives the response to the disciples' collective request. You remember the collective request of disciples? Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. And so Jesus gives them what we know today as the model prayer or the disciples' prayer, not the Lord's prayer, because he never prayed this prayer. And he shares this prayer with the disciples. It's recorded also in Matthew, the 6th chapter. Of course, as you well know, this version only has 58 words. In Matthew version, it has how many? 66. But if you look at Luke's interpretation, not only does Jesus give us the model prayer, but then immediately he goes into a parable, a short story. And then he comes out of that parable, keep reading, and he goes into the prayer mode again. It is as though Jesus teaches them the model prayer, and then he shares a parable, and then he goes back to teaching on prayer. What is he doing here? Just in these few verses of Scripture, Jesus is teaching the disciples, as well as us today, to be persistent, not only in prayer, but also in service. He is reminding them that they have come out of their various occupations to serve. And they're to go in what is called the marketplace and to serve others. There's some unusual conversations that can go on in any sector of the world and come right around and hit the lives of God's people. Amen? You don't believe that, do you? I was involved yesterday with going to the bank and minding my own business. I was going to the bank, and just like you, when you go to the bank, you go to the bank and you want to go ahead and have your business taken care of, and you want to make sure that the teller is accurate. Amen? All right. Went in the bank yesterday, minding my own business, having one-on-one time with the teller, and lo and behold, the teller said, "Hey, you're from that Methodist church. I want to be a part of that church. I heard that you had taken some folks to see the War Room movie. Then I heard that they experienced Lee the Night of Joy." Man, that's having church. You're outside of the church doing things differently. And they didn't know that the person next to me is a member of our church. And she responded, "It's worth getting up 8 o'clock in the morning and coming to church." In fact, she's here and she's seated by her two sons, Pam, right there. She can bear witness. Give her a hand. In the marketplace, talking about the church and how the church makes a difference in the lives of those who are part of our faith community. How we've been called, as Jesus was reminding the disciples, to make a difference. to be persistent, not only in prayer, but also in service. We have been called not to serve ourselves, but to serve others. We've been called to be persistent. How many of you watched the game last night? And let me apologize to those of you who are from Tennessee. Yeah, I'm sorry. But if you look at Tony right here on my right, he's happy. He's a Florida Gator fan. Amen. Gators were down. They were down. Looked like they were out. But they were what? Persistent. They kept the faith. They hung in there in the midst of adversity. And yes, they won the victory. Jesus is reminding us, just like a kid who's crying out on my left, you have to be persistent. You have to be persistent. He called the disciples to serve. It is as though a friend is knocking on your door, saying, a friend just arrived to my house from a long journey, and I have no food to give them. And can you imagine your friend having the audacity to say that my kids are asleep? And we don't have time for that? But look at the words of Jesus. Jesus is saying, if you continue to be persistent, if you continue to be loud, you'll wake up what? The neighborhood, the neighbors. And that friend will finally get up and give that other friend what he needs. The neighborhood hears the knock of the church. How will we respond? How will we make a difference in the lives of others? In fact, I'm going to help you with a quote from Bishop Will Willimon, and it's this quote. Listen to these words. What if the church served people not as a market transaction, but because it is the people of God? What if our choir worked hard on their anthems and the praise band, not in hopes of inspiring those who listen, but in hopes of giving praises to God? What if my sermon is preached not because it's the next task, but because God has a word to say to the church? What is the greatest service the church can render to the world? Perhaps the greatest service is not necessarily what the world thinks it needs. But the church is not only about meeting my needs, but also about rendering the needs of giving the people of God what they desperately need. God's word. End of quote. Bishop Willimon is correct. He is challenging the faith community to look beyond ourselves and to respond to God. To make a difference for God. How many of you know the name of the Pope? Just by a show of hands. Yeah, we all more than likely do. It's Pope Francis. He has made a difference by coming to these sacred soil grounds. He has made a difference. It reminds us that a Pope has flesh and blood, but he's willing to go out and to serve others. An interesting survey was taken. It was asked, what are the top 10 questions that a person would want to ask the Pope? And the number one question, what do you do to keep a smile on your face? That was the number one question. Look to your neighbor and say, what do you do to keep a smile on your face? Oh, look at it. Everybody's smiling now. Yeah. The Pope responded, as it relates to his gift to serve and to continue to be in tune with God through what? Prayer. You look here what Jesus was saying. Jesus was saying, keep asking. Keep seeking. keep knocking. He was saying, keep asking. Ask what your heart, soul desire from God. God wants to answer our prayers more than what when we want to pray to God. He is willing to deal with any and every situation we face. God can handle it. He can handle it. He says, ask, and it shall be given. Seek. And the Bible reminds us, if you have a Bible, look in Hebrews. Hebrews, the 13th chapter, reminds us that God wants us to diligently seek Him, to seek Him out, to search for God, and to not give up. Don't just count on the angels. Don't just count on the stars and the skies, or even the sun to shine, but seek God. Seek God just like Zacchaeus. Be willing to climb a sycamore tree or whatever opportunity you have to see God. He wants us to seek Him. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all things, not some things, shall be what? Added unto you. And then Jesus says, knock. You remember that little kid game we used to play? Knock, knock. Who's there? Knock, knock. Who's there? God is knocking at the core of our hearts. He's there if we're willing to open up the door. He wants us to be persistent. He wants us to continue to knock. He wants us to continue to make a difference. The story is told, as I get ready to close, about two prisoners who were in a jail cell. And the wall divided them. It separated them. It was the link. But they were able to communicate. How? By knocking. They were able to speak to each other by knocking on the wall. And it's a great reminder that God is looking to speak to you and to me. Regardless of the separation of the link, God is persistent. He's knocking at the core of our hearts. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you and with me. He wants to make a difference. He wants us to continue to be compelled to go forth and to serve. It doesn't mean we're going to have our names and neon lights and folks will give us all kind of accolades or roll out the red carpet and give us an Academy Award because we serve. But it's because we've been blessed that we're willing to bless others and to serve. In fact, I want to close and ask you to stand, and I want you to read this quote from Mother Teresa. And let us read it together before we have our closing song. Let us share now. The good you do today will often be forgotten. Do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. He's worthy to be praised.